Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath.
President Joe Biden tells CBS he's not confident there will be peace during the transfer of power should former President Donald Trump lose the election. At an Ohio rally in March, Trump warned of a bloodbath if he's not reelected. Trump says his remarks were about how the election would affect the auto industry. In his first speech as Democratic vice presidential nominee, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz returned to a description of the Republican ticket, which has become a viral meme.
You know it. You feel it. These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see. That's what you see.
Young voters are a group Vice President Kamala Harris hopes to sway in a current Midwestern tour. In Michigan, 100,000 Democrats voted uncommitted in the primary over Biden's Gaza policy. Protest organizer Lexis Zidane says Arab American and progressive voters are frustrated but frightened of a second Trump term.
One of the prime pathways to ensuring that doesn't happen is to, again, respond to the movement's calls of ensuring a ceasefire and not another bomb be dropped in Palestine.
Ceasefire hopes have been set back by Israel strikes that killed high-ranking Hamas and Hezbollah officials. And in fact, the White House is now concerned about revenge attacks and escalation. For his part, Trump has long accused Democrats of anti-Israeli extremism. Previously, he called Harris an anti-Semite, in spite of being married to a Jewish man. And Wednesday, he said Harris is insulting Jews by picking Walz over Pennsylvania's Jewish governor, Josh Shapiro.
This is a shocking pick, and I think it's very insulting to Jewish people, and I think it's very insulting to people that want security.
Missouri's first congressional district Democratic voters chose St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell over incumbent Representative Cori Bush. She's now the second high-profile progressive to lose a primary this year for opposing Israel's war in Gaza. Bell, who took in millions from a pro-Israel super PAC, says his opponent was more interested in her squad fame than getting work done.
Progressives should actually make progress.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done my entire career.
The infusion of outside cash made the race one of the most expensive primary races in House history. An Arizona judge has temporarily blocked new rules designed to protect voters and election workers from harassment, ruling they're not necessary and violate free speech. Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes says he'll appeal.
These folks, they weave the golden thread that holds that fabric of our society together. Without elections and competent election administrators doing these jobs, the whole of our society falls apart.
The ruling comes after years of contention with false claims of vote fraud, inspiring activists to show up at poll sites with guns. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.